so on, okay?
All right, so let's do a quick process on manifestation with the new moon. All right, everyone, take a deep breath. Be in your heart space. Breathe in through your nose to a count of four. Breathe out to a count of four. Again, breathe in. And breathe out. One more time, breathe in. And breathe out. Good. Take a deep breath. Call forth unconditional love and light to yourself. See, feel, hear, know, perceive, and receive unconditional love and light filling you up. Good. Now call back all energy you've left behind or given away in all time, spaces, dimensions, and realities through every aspect of you, especially those times, places, situations, events where you judged your creations, you judged your ability to create, where you didn't trust yourself, you didn't trust the universe to manifest your intentions, bring them to fruition, actualize them. And as soon as you stop, as soon as you stop being in the flow, and as soon as you start judging it, you stop the flow, okay? You put a brake on it, on the creation. So call back all of that energy, your own, and everything else that's tied around that, entangled with that, with creation, with manifestation, with intentions, goals, desires, and wishes, and having them come to fruition with ease. Okay, now see, feel, hear, know, perceive. All of your energy coming back to you now, filling you up. Receive, receive, receive. Good. And let go and release all energy that is not yours, that you bought as yours, all the stories that you bought as yours that no longer serve you, that are holding you back, limiting you. Let go of all those stories, all that energy that's not yours. Let it go now. Back to source to be redistributed. Good. Take a deep breath. Push down any walls or barriers that may be up, all around you and within you. Good. Let's connect into Mother Earth and Father Sun. So imagine those golden roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, going deep into the ground. So open up your feet chakras, open up your knee chakras, open up your root chakra. Open up your sacral chakra and your solar plexus chakra. Allow those roots to connect in and go deep into the heart chakra of Mother Earth. And at the same time, let's also connect in to Father Sun, the heart chakra, the great central sun. So imagine you're standing with your hands reaching up to the sky and your hands like golden branches of a tree reaching higher and higher. So open up your hand chakras, open up your soul star chakra, open up your crown chakra, your third eye, your throat chakra, and your heart chakra. Allow those golden branches to extend upwards, up, 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 and into the heart chakra of the great central sun. Good. So now as you connect in to the heart chakra of the great central sun, as you connect in to the heart chakra of Mother Earth, take a deep breath and offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Be open to receiving the energies, frequencies, and vibrations from Mother Earth and Father Sun of unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, grace, compassion, and forgiveness, connection, support, strength, and vitality, peace, bliss, and oneness, joy, and happiness. Nurturing and nourishment, resources, acceptance, allowance, receiving, faith and trust, clarity and ease, abundance and prosperity, and whatever else you require. Take a deep breath. And continue to receive for the rest of the day. Now come back to your heart space. Expand out. Expand out to be as big as the room that you're in, the city, state or province, the country, the continent, and beyond. Good. And we're just going to do a short process or ritual to manifest our intentions with the new moon energies. So just be in your heart space. And in your mind's eye, we're going to just take a little journey. When you open your eyes in your mind, you're going to find yourself in our beautiful sacred garden. Lots of trees, lots of bushes, lots of flowers, lots of berries and fruits in the bushes and the trees. Birds are chirping, beautiful. Sun shining. Off to the left, you can see the rainbow waterfall and the pool of water that we normally use for the waterfall cleanse. And off to the right a little bit, you're going to see the bonfire, the sacred fire that's always burning. So just, we're going to walk over to the sacred fire. Take a seat around the fire, all these beautiful logs that are there. Just find your place and have a seat. And take a deep breath. And just get a sense of how it feels. The glow of the fire, the warmth of the fire in front of you. Hear the crackling of the fire. Smell the smoke. Really be present as much as you can be. And at the same time, get a sense of the peace and serenity. So we're going to work with the fire devas. But before we do that, we're going to work a little bit with Shiva's blue lightning pulse energy. Just to clear out and dissolve, dissipate any energies that may be in your field right now, your belief systems that may be in the way of you actualizing your manifestations. So if you have any doubts, any fears, any judgments, Shiva's blue light pulsing energy, she's going to come in right now and start to clear that. So just breathe and receive and allow whatever thoughts, feelings, and emotions come up, let them come up so that they can be cleared. Some of you may be thinking, oh, this will never work. My manifestations never work. They work for other people, but none of my manifestations come to fruition. All those doubts, all those fears, all those expectations, negative expectations, all those judgments. And even the, you know, who am I to even ask for anything? I'm not worthy to have what I desire. So Shiva's blue lightning pulse is going to just come in and zap all those, because you are worthy. Who are you not to have it? Who are you not to have your desires fulfilled? Why not you? Why not now? Just take a deep breath, breathe. And just expand out again a little bit. So Shiva's going to stay here on the sidelines and continue to clear using his blue lightning pulse. Whenever he sees or senses something is ready to be cleared, okay? So he's going to continue to be here during the whole process. So just take a deep breath. We're going to just call in the moon energies. We're so grateful that we get this chance to voice our desires, to speak our desires into reality. And we know that with these new moon energies, the energy of our intentions is multiplied, strengthened, and anything is possible. So as you're looking at the fire, you can see the moon above. Even though you can't really see it, you know it's there. There's no light per se, but there is a shadow, I'm going to say, of where the moon would be. So the moon is always watching, always present. So we're also going to call upon our higher selves, I Am Presence, all of our guides, gurus, ascended masters, angels and archangels, our dragons, fairies, elementals, unicorns, power animals, totem animals, our ancestors, lineages, the ancient one. And a galactic team of light and love to surround us and support us as we declare our intentions, as we co-create with the universe. So again, just be in your heart space, expand out, and bring to mind, bring to your awareness one desire. Just one for now. You can do more later, but bring one to fruition that you would like to have come to fruition now. And in front of you, you're going to see a fiery scroll in front of you. And as you speak, these words are going to be imprinted on the scroll of light in light letters, okay? Just take a moment. And you can voice yours out loud. And as you do, it's going to show up on that scroll in letters of light. So my intention, one of my intentions, I'm so happy and grateful now that all of the members of my community are happy, joyous, fulfilled. They're blessed with an abundance of joy, peace, love, happiness, prosperity, and radiant health today, tomorrow, and always. It is done, it is done, it is done. Good. And so now take a deep breath and release. As you release the breath, release that scroll into the fire, right? And as it burns up, the smoke goes. goes up, that it like sparkles and blazes, and that intention is released out into the universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. Yeah, take a deep breath. Be in your heart space. So Shiva's coming around, but he's using his blue lightning pulse this time, not to clear anything, but to raise your vibration, right? So he is using his blue lightning pulse, but to raise your vibration, to fill you up with more light. Fill you up with more unconditional love. Fill you up with the energies of faith and trust, believing and receiving. So as he is doing this, all of our team members, all of our support team, they're also beaming these beautiful energies of unconditional love and blessings to us. Receive, receive, receive. Good. Take a deep breath. Bring your energy, attention, focus all the way down to the heart chakra of Mother Earth. Breathe in deeply. Good. Come back up to your heart space. And just in your heart space now, I just want you to take a moment and offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, forgiveness to your family, friends, loved ones, colleagues, and coworkers, to everybody in the call, listening now, watching later, everybody in the group, to yourself, to me, to your support team, this beautiful planet, to Shiva, to the moon, all of humanity, all the pets and animals, anybody else, anything else, any place else that requires it, please offer your unconditional love, blessings, gratitude, compassion, and forgiveness now. Good, and receive. And take a deep breath. Just be in the space for a moment. Know that your dreams, wishes, desires, intentions are manifest and are coming to fruition now, are being actualized in this reality now. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Good. So just be in your heart space, be in your body, be in your seat, be in your space, be in your room. Start to wiggle your toes and fingers and open your eyes when you're ready. All right, how's everybody doing?